I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, February the 26th. And what a wild wintry weekend for much of the state of Wisconsin. Hope you're not too sore from shoveling out, a foot or more with the drifts of snow. Took a while for us to get our first real blizzard, but we got it. It was a good weekend to stay inside and listen to the radio or read a good book, and I did both. I got some ideas on how to say no the next time my boss or work colleague asked me to come into work during a blizzard, because I read the book, The Power of a Positive No, and we will talk with the author of that book in just a few minutes. But before we welcome in our guests, let me welcome in Cheryl Gasser, the executive producer of Wisconsin Public Radio's talk shows. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. So glad to be here. We are in the middle of our winter pledge drive, here to ask for your financial support for all the wonderful programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. And to get started, let me give the number 1-800-383-9772. And you can also pledge online at WPR.org. Andrea, our goal this hour is $2,000. We want to hear from callers all around the state and outside the state. We hear from people on the web from all over who listen. The important thing is that you make the call, make that pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio.
We ask for your pledge during our winter membership drive, and we do mean winter membership drive. We will find out this hour how to say no in a positive way from our guest, William Urey. And we are offering during this hour a special thank you gift for your pledge of $150 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. We will send you, as a thank you, if you'd like it, The Power of a Positive No, How to Say No and Still Get to Yes. It's in fact, I think it's going to be published March 6th, so it's not quite officially on the bookshelves yet, so you'll be one of the first to get one.
It'll be coming your way with the pledge of $150 or more per year if you like it. Also, at that level, you will receive the Member Benefit Card. It's a card that entitles you to two-for-one entrees at 255 restaurants around the state of Wisconsin, and that number grows throughout the year. We also have, I think, around 35 attractions when it comes to museums, arts and cultural events, theaters, symphonies, and the like. Online shopping, you can save there as well, all with this member benefit card and the book, The Power of a Positive No, yours for a pledge, if you'd like it, of $150 a year or more. 1-800-383-9772 and WPR.org is our safe and secure website where you can also pledge.
You know, Cheryl, I really... It was a wild weekend with all the snow that we received, especially in the southern half of the state, I guess. But it was nice to see the community really coming together during a storm like that. We were helping our neighbors push their car out of their driveway. One of my colleagues here at work called early on Sunday morning because we both were to come in here to be a part of the pledge drive, and she wasn't able to get out of her driveway, so I picked her up, and we're all helping each other out when times get tough around Wisconsin and during a blizzard like we had over the weekend. And it having all the volunteers come in yesterday morning, too,
That's
during
right.
a blizzard, and this morning, for that matter, people here bright and early because they love Wisconsin Public Radio. They want to be a part of the Wisconsin Public Radio community, and they want to answer your call when you call in your pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772, or you can pledge on the web at WPR.org.
A big thanks to our volunteers, and a big thanks to you if you're already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is so important. It's the biggest piece of our budget pie, so to speak, here at Public Radio. We could not do what we do without your support. Thank you again if you are already a member, but if not, there is room for you. We would love to welcome you into the Wisconsin Public Radio family. And again, for a pledge of $150 or more for the year, break it down monthly if you like. Our guest book, The Power of a Positive No, as well as the member benefit card coming your way if you'd like it, 1-800-383-9772. Pledge online, WPR.org. This is your chance to say thank you to Joy Cardine. She's She works for you 24 hours a day, frankly. She's not feeling too well. She's been in this weekend. She comes in early every morning. She's here. I don't think people know this necessarily, Joy. You're here well in advance of your 6 o'clock airtime.
Up at 2 in the morning looking over books like The Power of a Positive No.
Preparing for the program, learning more about the topic so she can bring you the absolute best hours that she can here in the morning. Thank her for that with a pledge of financial support. 1-800-383-9772. $2,000 is our goal this hour. We want to hear those phones ring, want to hear those keyboards clicking with pledges on the web at WPR.org.
Well, I care very deeply, Cheryl, about our listeners, about Wisconsin Public Radio, and about what we do here day after day, trying to bring to listeners the very best guests talking about the most important topics, the issues that matter to you, including issues like negotiating. And this guest that we have on who wrote this book, Cheryl, Carmen Jackson, I believe, was the producer of this particular program. She found one of the best guests in the world to talk about this topic. He is a world-renowned negotiator, mediator, best-selling author. He is the director of the Global Negotiations Project at Harvard University. He is the author of many different books. You might remember he had a New York Times bestseller recently, Getting to Yes, and now his very latest book, The Power of a Positive No. So we do look for the very best guests to talk with you so you can learn something from these guests each and every day. Is that worth $12.50 a month? That would be a pledge of $150, right? Am I right?
Yes,
okay,
you are
good. Right. You're looking at me like I was wrong.
I'm looking for the numbers.
1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. A pledge of $150 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio is a generous pledge that helps us pay the bills, helps keep programs like this one coming to you. And we have, at that level, this hour, two very special thank you gifts, the book, The Power of a Positive No, and the member benefit card.
The member benefit card will get you 2-for-1 entrees. You go to some of your favorite restaurants. Again, they're all around the state. There are over 250 restaurants. You pay for your entree and you get your companion's entree for free. Our way of saying thank you for being a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you for your support. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. And Joy, you're talking about the sense of community when there's a winter storm here in Wisconsin. We kind of all come together. And Wisconsin Public Radio, you know, sleet, snow, rain, sunshine,
right.
We are truly a community. We're a community of wonderful hosts like you, producers like Leo Duran, Karen Prager, Carmen Jackson, great hosts like guests, rather, that we're going to have this hour. Our callers are the best in the nation.
That
time and time again. And our listeners are simply amazing as well. And our listener supporters. 1-800-383-9772, the number to call to support that kind of community that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Still working toward that $2,000 goal. And Cheryl, frankly, it's been a bit of a struggle to reach that $2,000 goal in the 6 o'clock hour, but we can do it with your help, with your call. They all add up, pledge after pledge after pledge. And let me just take a moment to also remind you that on a winter morning like this, maybe a nice summertime cruise on Lake Monona sounds pretty good right now, and that is a very special thank you that we are offering during this pledge drive. Larry Mueller, Gene Faraca, and you, Cheryl, and myself,
right.
We will be going on a boat on Lake Monona on Saturday, July, I'm sorry,
June 30th.
I almost said July, June the 30th. Saturday, June 30th, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to be a nice cruise. We'll have a great buffet lunch, and we will then dock and eat great desserts at Larry Mueller's house after the cruise. We will have a lot of great conversation, a lot of good fun, and a lot of great community. This is a special event for your pledge of $100 a month or more. A $1,200 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, a very generous pledge, gets you two tickets to attend this cruise with all of us. And we're really looking forward to it. I hope you can join us. 1-800-383-9772.
It would be great to see you there on the 30th of June. It's also the weekend of Rhythm and Booms, the big Midwest fireworks display. If you want to come and spend the weekend in Madison, we would love to see you. The tickets are limited. We only have 25 pairs of tickets. And again, a pair can be coming your way for a pledge of $1,200 a year. or more. If you would like it, we would love to see you. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
All right. Thank you very much, Cheryl. We'll talk to you a little bit later. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network, and we'll talk about getting the ability to deliver a positive no coming up after this. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, February the 26th. And I'm looking forward to learning how to say no to my sister the next time she asks me to attend one of her son's school events in Iowa. Or how to say no to my boss when he wants me to take on a special assignment that must be done over the weekend when I have special plans. Or how to say no to my neighborhood association when someone wants me to take on a fundraising project. Has this ever happened to you? Our guest has come up with a three-step technique of delivering what he calls a positive no. A skill, he says, can transform our lives by enabling us to say yes to what really counts. If you want to talk with him, get some advice, please call 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Let me welcome our guest. I'm very happy to have him with us. William Ury is a world-renowned negotiator, mediator, and best-selling author. He is a professor of negotiations and director of the Global Negotiations Project at Harvard University. He is also the author of The Power of a Positive No, How to Say No and Still Get to Yes. He joins us this morning from Boulder, Colorado. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
How's the weather there?
It's chilly, but clear.
Yeah, you didn't have a blizzard over the weekend like we did?
No, we were supposed to, but we somehow missed it.
It was a lot of fun, let me tell you. But first of all, how do you define a positive no? What is a positive no? It sounds like a double negative.
It does. Well, a positive no, the key thing about it is it doesn't reject. That's what makes it so hard to receive a no and so hard to deliver a no. In fact, it respects. It respects the other side as you affirm what you need. So a positive no begins with a yes to what you want. You express what you want. It then proceeds with a very clear, respectful, matter-of-fact no. And then it ends with a yes. It ends with a yes to a positive proposal of some sort, something that you can both accept. So it starts with a yes, and it ends with a yes. It's a sandwich.
So it's not just getting the person you're saying no to accept that no?
It's partly that, and that's the key is respect. But it's positive. In other words, you're not really saying no so much as you're saying you're using no to say yes to what really matters, to what counts, to your priority. So you're not saying, you know, no, I'm rejecting that person. I won't go out for dinner with you. I have other plans that night. So you're saying yes you're saying yes as you say no.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's use one of the examples that I mentioned, and also you mentioned in your book materials. The boss asks you to take on this special project, Friday afternoon. Hey, I'm sorry to tell you this, but I need new figures for this proposal that we need to deliver on Monday morning. I need you to work on this new proposal over the weekend when you have plans to get away for an anniversary getaway with your wife. How in the world do you say no to your boss?
Well, it's not easy, first of all. But I think what you need to do is you need to start with a yes, which is to what's important to you, which is, you know, I have an important family commitment that I can't break. You then proceed respectfully to the no, you know, so I can't, very matter-of-factly, so I, you know, very neutrally, it's no anger, no edge, I just can't work this weekend. And here's what I can do. You immediately follow it up with a positive proposal. You know, we can bring in Joe, we can bring in Mary, I can work late on Monday, I can work a little late today. In other words, here's a proposal to try and work it out so we can get the work done at the same time as preserving my important commitment.
Yeah, and does that always work?
Doesn't always work. And the thing is, one of the things about saying no is you've got to prepare. It's not just something on the fly. If it's an important no, even if it's like taking a minute, say, you know, just even taking a minute to think about it, but or let me get back to you in a second here. because you want to plan. You want to prepare a plan B. What happens if your boss, you know, hits the roof or doesn't accept your no? What are you going to do? What's your plan of action for meeting your needs if your boss at first doesn't accept your no? And it might be that you look and see, you know, this is something that's really, really important to me, and you know, this is, you know, that we're going to have to figure out another way. And so you kind of steel yourself, firm yourself, strengthen yourself by thinking through, okay, even if the boss comes back and threatens me, I'm still going to hold my ground. And knowing that you have a plan B gives you that extra confidence to be able to not give in, you know, in the first resistance to your no.
Yeah, so that plan B could be, hey, I can, you know, maybe I can work with someone over the phone to help develop these new figures, or I can call, you know, my colleague in over the weekend. That's plan
B.
Right,
you can be creative about it, but also, you know, you need to know, you know, what's really important to you. Really look inside, because the strength and the power of your no is directly related to the strength and power of your inner yes. You know, what are you really saying yes to? Saying yes to my marriage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not really saying no to your boss. You're saying yes to your marriage, and then, you know, you've got to figure out a creative proposal for being able to say yes to your marriage, and at the same time, seeing if you can meet the, you know, the needs of your job.
Yeah. So having that anniversary getaway is one thing, but just wanting to loaf is another. You probably don't.
Right. Exactly. It's not something you want to use all the time, mm-hmm. but it's, you know. You know, the idea of a positive no is to be able to stand up for yourself when it counts.
Uh-huh.
You know, that when it counts is important. You know, maybe sometimes it doesn't count so much, and then you can, you know, figure out something. But I think we're all afflicted with this kind of sense of overwhelm. We're overworked, we're overstressed, we have the busyness disease, and I think it's because we're reluctant to say no when we really need to. When we say yes when we mean to say no, and that leads to a lot of problems in our lives. And if we could only say no when it counts, we could have more balanced quality lives that we all deserve.
Yeah. Talk more about that. Why is it so bad to say yes so many times?
Well, because it creates, I mean, we're living in a very fast-paced world right now where, you know, we have expanding email and, you know, life is so much faster and there's so many more choices that if we don't say no a lot, we can't say yes to the things that really matter to us. We can't say yes to our families. We can't have time with our families, with our children. We can't have time for the things that really matter. Even at work, we can't say things to the highest priority because we're working on the lower priority. So no, it turns out, is the key word of focus. It's the key word of discipline. It's the key word to really get what you want in life.
Yeah. Why do you say that learning to deliver a positive no can transform our lives? How can it do that?
Well, precisely because, you know, our lives are everyone I know is kind of overwhelmed right now, is feeling overwhelmed. They're trying to juggle family and work and this and that and the other thing. And in order to really focus on what really matters in life, you know, it requires having to say no. You know, I'll give you an example. Early on in my career, I had a chance to have breakfast with Warren Buffett, the world-renowned investor.
Yeah, did he pick up the tab?
Yes, he did. As a matter of fact, you know, he picked up the tab, but he gave me a big grant for
the work
I was doing on reducing the risk of nuclear war. So
wow.
It was a big tab he picked up. And, you know, he said to me, because I just finished writing a book called Getting to Yes, and he said, you know, I don't understand this getting to yes stuff. He said, because my work, all I do all day long is I say no. I just look at one investment proposal after another, and I say no, 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 until I see exactly the proposal that I want. And then I say yes, and all I have to do is say yes three, five, six times in my life, and I'm a billionaire. In other words, every great yes, every important yes requires 1,000 no's. And it's a secret to success in business. It's also the secret to success in life nowadays.
Well, that's and that yes, getting to those great yeses are yeses that correspond with your values, your core values.
That's right. And, you know, it's also about saying no to injustice around you, to things that are, it's not just saying no to other people's demands or requests of you, but to behaviors that are offensive, inappropriate, unjust, to unfair systems. I mean, Martin Luther King, Mahatma Gandhi, they were all masters at saying no positively. In other words, respectfully to the other, standing up for what was right, for equal rights. You know, Rosa Parks, you know, saying no to giving up her seat on that bus and triggering the civil rights movement. They were saying no respectfully, and that's what I think we need to remember, that in this world where there's a lot of things that are going on that are wrong, to be able to stand up and say what counts, but do it in a way that doesn't destroy relationships.
Let me hold you here for now as we remind listeners that we're talking with William Ury. He is a negotiator, a mediator, best-selling author, a professor of negotiations, and director of the Global Negotiations Project at Harvard University. He is the author of the book, The Power of a Positive No, How to Say No and Still Get to Yes. And we hope that we can get you to say yes to a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. A pledge is a contribution of any amount, and it helps pay the bills at Wisconsin Public Radio, listener-supported radio. This is listener-supported radio. You listen to the service, you value the service, so we hope you will help with a pledge at 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge on the web at WPR.org. WPR.org. You can pledge $150 a year or more if you would like a copy of the book, The Power of a Positive No. Find out how you too can transform your life by saying yes to what really matters. A $150 contribution gets you the book, The Power of a Positive No. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Very happy to have you along on this Monday morning, February the 26th. It's coming up on 6:37 right now. We are talking with William Ury. He is one of the world's leading negotiation specialists. He's co-founder of Harvard's Program on Negotiation. He has mediated situations ranging from corporate mergers to wildcat strikes in a Kentucky coal mine, and from family feuds to ethnic wars in Russia and the former Yugoslavia. He has served as a consultant to many of America's biggest corporations, as well as to the Pentagon and the White House. He was actively involved in the creation of a nuclear risk reduction center in Washington and Moscow, serving as a consultant to the Crisis Management Center at the White House. Working with former President Jimmy Carter, he helped found the International Negotiation Network, which seeks to end civil wars around the world. And we are talking to him about his very latest book, The Power of a Positive No, How to Say No and Still Get to Yes. And you have a chance to talk with him right now. For the next few minutes, we have open lines for you to talk with him about how you can say no to your spouse, no to your boss, no to your coworker or a community member. Our number to call in with a question is 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. And William Ury, it's kind of humbling to see your vast credentials here, and yet I'm asking you how to say no to my boss.
Well, you know, it's the same thing, whether you're saying no to your boss or whether you're saying no to Saddam Hussein or no to Iran right now. You know, basically, we're all human beings, and the basic same principles apply.
Yeah, but that's what the book is for, everyday situations like that, right?
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. Exactly. It is.
All right, well, let's talk about remind us of the three steps to deliver the positive no.
Yeah, a positive no begins with a yes. In other words, you express your yes. You express what it is that you need or that you want. You know, I have a family commitment that weekend, as we were saying before. Then it proceeds with a very clear, matter-of-fact, respectful no. Just no edge. You know, I can't work that weekend. You know, I can't go with you. I can't go out that night. And then it ends just as it begins. It ends with a yes. It ends with another yes. But this time the yes is a positive proposal. Let's see if we can work it out. Let's see if we can work something else out here. I can go out with you, or I can help you on that report next week, not this week. So there's some It starts on a positive note and it ends on a positive note. The no is sandwiched between two yeses.
Yeah. Well, I said I was going to ask you on what I'm going to say to my sister the next the next time she asks me. I love my sister. I love my nephew, who's a drama student at an Iowa college, but he's in a play like every other month, and some sort of special event. He's in a band too, so I'm asked to attend all of these functions. I do like to see him and support him, that's a good core family value, you know, to be spending time with my nephew, but I don't want to do it every month.
Sure.
So next time that play comes up, even if I don't have some, you know, I don't know, special plans to go on an anniversary getaway with my husband, what can I say?
Well, I think the first thing you need to do is you need to uncover what are you saying yes to when you're saying no. What's the yes behind your no? And it sounds like it's something to do with, you know, there are other things you want to do. What is it that you want to do? Is it you just want to spend time at home? You've got other things. What is that yes? Because if you can uncover that yes, then your no is going to be a lot more powerful.
Oh, all right. So just I'm just really frazzled, and I just want to. I really do just want to kick back this weekend,
right.
and it's just I don't really want to do that traveling.
I need some downtime. I need to be able to relax. You know, in other words, so that once you're in touch with that underlying yes, that will give you the motivation and the confidence, and it'll also explain to them, you know, why you're saying no. You're not saying no, and you're not meaning to reject them in any way. You're just saying, you know, I've been working flat out. I need a weekend just for myself. Thank you, and I hope you understand if I can't come to the theater this weekend.
Yeah, and the neighborhood.
And that's fine. You know, it's fine to stand up for what you need.
What about the neighborhood association that wants me to organize the neighborhood association's rummage sale, and I just can't take on another project?
Well, again, you want see when you say I just can't take on another project, you want to understand what's the yes behind that. What are you really saying yes to? You're saying yes to your to you know, having a livable life or a balanced life or having time with family or having time for yourself. So you really the first step in the positive no is to really figure out what am I saying yes to? What am I really saying yes to? And then the no just is a kind of almost like an afterthought. It's kind of like, you know, I want to have a balanced life. I want to have some downtime. I want to have some time for myself. And therefore, you know, I can't take on this fundraising commitment.
Don't I sound kind of selfish? I just want me is the yes.
But the thing is, that's the fear. You know, that's what gets in the way of us saying no. But everyone deserves. You deserve, a kind of a life for yourself. And it's not. You do a lot of other fundraising. I'm sure you're doing some fundraising right
that's
now
right.
for the Pledge Week. So you could say, I remember once overhearing a friend of mine say, you know, she was asked to take on a fundraising commitment, and she just said, among hundreds or whatever that she was doing, she just said very clearly, she said, thank you for calling me. I won't be serving on the committee this year, perhaps next year. And that was it. So there was no edge. It was just very matter-of-fact, clear. Doesn't leave an opening, there's no guilt. You know, the no isn't like a wavy line. You know, you're drawing a line. You don't want your line to be wavy. You don't want your line to be jagged, you know, hurting the other side. It's just very clean, a very clean line. No, I won't be serving on the committee this year. Thanks for thinking of me. I hope you can find someone else. Or just something very pleasant. You start on a positive note. You end on a positive note.
Yeah, and I do appreciate the advice to take the time out, because I think that's where my downfall is that I'll either agree or, you know, right away, all right, fine. And if you just say, let me think about that, I'm not sure I can take on that commitment and come up with that plan B, then it'll be much more successful in getting to that yes.
That's right. I use the metaphor of going to the balcony. You know, it's like you kind of, there's like a mental balcony. You kind of step back for a moment and go to the balcony, even if it's for 5 minutes, or even if it's for, you know, a few seconds. But giving yourself some time, better, you know, a night to sleep over on it. But just say, let me get back to you on that tomorrow morning, or let me get back to you on that this afternoon, or let me call you right back. Gives you a chance to kind of collect your thoughts, focus, uncover what you're really trying to say yes to, determine whether you want to say no, think about your plan B, and then you can deliver a very powerful and positive no that really does what you want it to do.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. And we have, by the way, raised $300 toward that $2,000 goal. So thanks to you. Thanks a lot. William Ury is a world-renowned negotiator, mediator, best-selling author. He is a professor of negotiations and the director of the Global Negotiations Project at Harvard University. Author of the new book, The Power of a Positive No, How to Say No and Still Get to Yes. And that's right, $300 raised toward that $2,000 goal this hour. And we hope that you will help us toward that goal by calling in your pledge at 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Or go to the web, WPR.org. WPR.org. A pledge of $150. Or more, and we will send you this book as our thank you, if you want it, The Power of a Positive No. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 13 minutes before 7 o'clock, coming up after 7, we'll talk with Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter, and State Senator John Erpenbach, talking about things going on underneath the Capitol Dome this week. It is the State Capitol Report coming up after 7. Right now, Cheryl Gasser, the Assistant Director of Talk Programming, joins me in the studio. Good morning again, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. How are we doing towards that $2,000 goal
about
this hour?
$300 raised toward that $2,000 goal. And Jim and Betty are among those who called in this hour saying this is unique programming that you can't find anywhere else. So thank you very much. And how about you? 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Make a pledge of any amount to Wisconsin Public Radio, but a pledge of $150 or more if you'd like a copy of the book that we talked about this hour.
The Power of a Positive No, Becoming Your Way If You Like It, along with the member benefit card, yours both for a pledge of $150 or more. Break it down monthly. Enjoy your right. It is $12.50 a month. What do you get for $12.50 a month that is of the quality? And you get the variety here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Again, any amount's welcome. The important thing is that you go to the phone and make that call, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge online at WPR.org. One of the themes that William Ury talked about this hour was standing up for the things you believe in. And because Wisconsin Public Radio is something you believe in, you can take a stand with your pledge of financial support, pledge for the quality and the variety, the incredible amount of locally produced talk radio that you get here on the Ideas Network, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
In fact, you will find out more in this book on how to say no the right way to people at work, people at home, people in your community, how to use the power effectively, how you can reduce your own stress and anxiety. I know that saying yes to too many things can really stress you out. And this is, as he puts it, no is the most powerful and perhaps the most important word in our language. So find out more about the power of a positive no and how he says it can transform your life by supporting Wisconsin Public Radio with a pledge of $150 a year or more to 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or pledge on the web, WPR.org.
In this hour, Joy, it's a perfect example of Wisconsin Public Radio and what it does well. We talk about issues that really have an impact on our daily lives. I learned something this hour. I learned something almost every day on Wisconsin Public Radio. And because you learn something on Wisconsin Public Radio, because we're your source for lifelong learning, we educate, we entertain. What is that worth to you? Put a price on it and go to the phone now with your call, 1-800 888-383-9772, or you can pledge online at WPR.org. Say yes, as William Urey says, say yes to the things that really matter. Mm-hmm. Say yes to supporting Wisconsin Public Radio with your pledge this hour.
That's right. He said that's when you are saying yes, you're saying yes to something that really matters to you, a core value of yours that I hope Wisconsin Public Radio is something that is very important to you. You wouldn't be listening right now if it weren't important to you. 1-800-383-9772. Your pledge lets us know that this indeed is important programming for you. You're willing to help support this service that you enjoy, that you value, with a pledge of any amount. It doesn't have to be $150. If you don't want the book, a pledge of any amount is welcome and needed to pay the bills to keep programs like this coming to you each and every day. 1-800-383-9772.
The average pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, right around $120, and at that $10 a month level, you will get the Wisconsin Public Radio member benefit card. This gives you 2-for-1 entrees at over 250 restaurants around the state of Wisconsin. Wherever you are, you can find a restaurant that participates with us, our way of saying thank you to you for being a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Again, the amount is completely up to you. If you want to pledge at that $10 a month level, maybe up to $12.50 a month, and also get the book, The Power of a Positive No, this hour only. We've heard from 3 callers so far this hour. Thank you so very much for your support. Want to hear from a lot more of you out there before 7 o'clock. 1-800-383-9772, WPR.org.
When you call, a volunteer will answer the phone, ask you just a few basic pieces of information, like who are you, where do you live, do you want us to send a bill in the mail, or do you want to put your pledge on a credit card, or do you how do you want to pay for your pledge. We'll make it as easy as possible for you to make that pledge and to pay for that pledge. The hard part maybe is going to the phone right now and making that commitment, taking that step from just being a listener to being a listener supporter, because Wisconsin Public Radio, you understand, is listener-supported radio. 1-800-383-9772, or pledge on the web at WPR.org.
And we want to thank you if you're already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, but we especially want to hear this hour and this drive from new members to Wisconsin Public Radio. That is how we're going to grow and remain strong over the years, by hearing from you, adding you to our Wisconsin Public Radio family. 1-800-383-9772, the number to call. You call, it's quick, it's easy, it takes 2 or 3 minutes out of your morning, and you're on your way, having joined the Wisconsin Public Radio family. It's also safe and secure online if you're listening online, or it's just easier for you to go to your computer during this busy time of the morning. You can do that as well, WPR.org. Our goal this hour, $2,000. And the reason we have that goal, Joy, is we want to do our part during this hour to raise the overall goal mm-hmm. for the drive. And that's how we do it, hour by hour, call by call, your pledge. Let your pledge be the next call or pledge online, WPR.org, or 1-800-383-9772.
Yeah, we have just 6 minutes left in this hour, 6 minutes for you to tell us that Wisconsin Public Radio is indeed important to you, that you're willing to help pay for this service, and get a copy of The Power of a Positive No, How to Say No and Still Get to Yes, by our guest William Urey. For a pledge of $150 a year or more. And again, along with the book at that level, you will also get the member benefit card, which ends up paying for your pledge in no time if you take it to the more than 255 restaurants, participating restaurants around the state of Wisconsin. Also good at some cultural events and for some online shopping deals. The member benefit card, 2-for-1 entrees, and it will end up, as I said, paying for itself if you use it, if you eat out as much as I do. So 2-for-1, get the book and the member benefit card for a pledge of $12.50 a month or more. 1-800-383-9772.
And when you pledge online at WPR.org, it puts your money to work right away, immediately, to support Wisconsin Public Radio. But however you do it, we want you to say yes to supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Once you've taken that first step, the rest, it's easy. You call the 800 number, or you go on the web. If you call, you talk to a volunteer. They'll ask you who you are, how much you'd like to contribute, how you'd like to pay for it. You can send us a check. We can put it on a credit card, on the telephone. We can set up an electronic funds transfer. It's quick and it's easy. And again, at that $150 a year or more level, if you want it, our guest book, The Power of a Positive No, can be yours, but only for the next few minutes. Call now, 1-800-383-9772.
Pledge because you value what you hear every day on Wisconsin Public Radio, not necessarily because you want the member benefit card. Pledge because you appreciate hearing from guests from all different political perspectives. Pledge because you enjoy staying informed on current issues of the day. Pledge because you like to have some fun every once in a while and enjoy some entertaining program or lifestyle programming. Pledge because this is important to your lifelong learning, and it costs money to bring you in-depth talk programming like this. It costs money to provide the toll-free number for you to participate in these call-in shows. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772, or pledge on the web at WPR.org.
Whether it's at home or at work, we all have more demands on our time and energy. And that's where Wisconsin Public Radio comes in. Joy's program helps to keep you up to date on news and issues that you might have missed elsewhere because of your busy schedule. You can listen in the office, at home, in the car, wherever you happen to be. Wisconsin Public Radio is there with you, and we're asking that you be there for us during our winter pledge drive with your pledge of financial support. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge online, WPR.org. And during these last few minutes, it would be great to hear from listeners who wanted to join us on the cruise of ideas.
That's right. And we probably could use some generous pledges in order to reach that $2,000 goal. The cruise of ideas is something we did last year. It sold out. We had a lot of fun. Larry Mueller, Gene Faraca, Joy Cardine, Cheryl Gasser, some other Wisconsin Public Radio staff, and lots of great listeners like you participating in this cruise of ideas on Lake Monona on Saturday, June the 30th. We'll cruise around for a couple of hours, eat a great late lunch or early dinner. After the cruise at about 5 o'clock or so, we will stop at Larry Mueller's house. We'll hang out on his deck in his backyard looking over the beautiful Lake Monona, and his wife Renee will have a bunch of delicious desserts that she prepared. She's a pastry chef, former pastry chef, and we'll play some games. We'll have some great conversation. I hope that you can join us for a pledge of $100 a month or more, a $1,200 pledge. You get two tickets to this wonderful cruise of ideas on Saturday, June the 30th. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. You know, Cheryl, I know that people are pledging $1,200 on a fairly regular basis to some other programs. I was in for the People's Pharmacy yesterday, and somebody pledged $1,200 to the People's Pharmacy. So it's pledge right now and scoop up a couple of tickets to the cruise of ideas.
And that's right. The tickets are limited. We have 25 pair. We did when we started, and we don't have that many now. There certainly are some left. We want to hear from you now. 1-800-383-9772. Whatever the level, $100 a month, $100 a year, $5 a month, whatever we are worth to you, that's what we're asking you to pledge. 1-800-383-9772.
Thanks very much, Cheryl. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.